David 67.
From behind the wheel of his green undercover police pickup truck, Detective Brock Hensley points to houses that were once home to meth labs.
I mean, we could spend all day just driving around at some point now, meth labs that we've worked.
Hensley spent 6 years working on Evansville's narcotics unit. He says while other drugs have remained an issue, meth has become exponentially more prevalent. In response, the local city and county police departments joined together to form a meth suppression unit comprised of Hensley and three other officers.
This is all we do. We don't really do any other kind of cases. All we do is meth lab cases.
Looking into a dumpster behind a suspected meth lab, Hensley sees an indicator of the new one-pot system used for making the drug.
And this is one of the things we look for. Like when you start seeing a huge amount of 2-liter bottles like that, that's usually a pretty good sign.
Meth is a huge issue in my community.
That's State Representative Wendy McNamara.
Seems either a home was being caught on fire, exploded or something, literally every week in the Vandenberg County area.
After a conversation with an Evansville realtor, she says she began to understand the lasting danger of meth labs. To make meth, cooks use a dangerous cocktail of ether, sulfuric acid, phosphorus, ammonia, iodine, and other highly volatile ingredients. When they're mixed together, these chemicals release toxic gases that cling to their surroundings and contaminate homes. Home sellers are currently not legally required to disclose the presence of a meth lab. However, the property owner could be faced with a non-disclosure lawsuit down the road. So McNamara decided to draft a bill that would make meth lab disclosure a state law. She began by looking into who was in charge of the current state database.
And through the process, we found out that the Criminal Justice Institute in 2007 was given the authority to create a database and should have been keeping track of meth homes across the state, and it had never done that.
McNamara's bill would transfer oversight of the database to the Indiana State Police. They currently collect the meth lab data, but don't publish it.
We work 97% of the meth labs in the state, and we work with local agencies to report those and process those labs. So it's something we've been involved in, you know, from the very beginning.
Indiana State Police First Sergeant Nikki Crawford says when her agency first began tracking meth labs, there were only a few hundred busts each year. As the numbers increased, the Criminal Justice Institute simply didn't have the resources to keep up. McNamara's legislation will require the data be displayed on the state police website. Southwest Indiana Association of Realtors CEO George Postlewaite says his group backs the bill because prospective homebuyers need to know what kind of investment they're getting into.
And it's not just the impoverished homes. It's upscale. It happens everywhere. It happens even in commercial situations.
The bill doesn't create a permanent blacklist of meth lab properties. The concerns of the state police were compromised with those of realtors, so now the legislation mandates only certain properties be listed for a limited period of time. The legislation gives property owners 180 days to clean their property after a bust and prevent it from being listed. If the property does go on the list, and the property owner does eventually get it decontaminated, the state police are required to remove the property from their list within 90 days.
We certainly don't want to block anyone from selling their property in the future just because it has a stigma of what had happened in the past.
Some property buyers seek out such homes because they tend to sell at a discount. But Detective Hensley isn't sold on the idea.
Would you live in a house that had been cleaned after a lab's been in it?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
He says he sees enough of them every day. For WFIU News, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.